This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 455 for Thursday, June 27th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is adding on to the previous day's gains on Thursday despite a bearish acreage report from Statistics Canada. StatCan reported in its principal field crop acreage estimates released this morning that Canadian farmers planted 22 million acres of canola this spring, well above trade estimates. 920,400 tons of canola were crushed in May, up nearly 20% from 1 year ago. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all higher. Meanwhile, crude oil is also up as Middle East tensions increase. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract is up $9.20 per ton at $625.50. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are lower and wheat is up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its grain plantings and stocks reports tomorrow. StatCan reported 3.64 million acres of corn planted in Canada this spring, lower than trade expectations and down 180,000 from last year. Flooding in the northwestern part of the U.S. Corn Belt has caused force majeure to be declared at numerous plants. The USDA reported 542,200 tons of old crop corn were sold for export during the week ended June 20th, up 6% from the week before. In addition, 139,300 tons of new crop corn were also sold. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 1.043 million barrels of ethanol produced per day during the weekend of June 21st, down 14,000 barrels per day from the week before. Stocks were down 194,000 barrels at 23.423 million. The International Grains Council raised its global corn production forecast by 3 million tons at 1.223 billion. The September corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.25. Canadian growers planted 5.74 million acres of soybeans, in line with trade estimates, and up 110,000 from last year. 282,900 tons of U.S. old crop soybeans were sold for export, less than expected and half from the previous week, along with 101,800 tons of new crop. 219,300 tons of old crop soy meal were also sold, as well as 24,400 tons of new crop. Net sales reductions of 10,600 tons of old crop soy oil were reported, with sales of 300 tons of new crop. The July soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.59. StatCan reported 26.66 million acres of wheat were planted in Canada, down 370,000 from last year. Spring wheat acres declined at 18.93 million, while durum increased at 6.36 million. 667,200 tons of new crop U.S. wheat were sold for export, above trade expectations. The IGC cut its global wheat production forecast by 2 million tons at 793 million. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.94. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.14. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.